With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. Frontline healthcare workers across South Dakota are getting their first dose of a coronavirus vaccine. The state received 7,800 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
A Monument nurse prepares the first Pfizer vaccines for emergency room physicians who treat COVID-19 patients. Dr. Steve Dick is the first to receive the vaccine in Rapid City.
Okay, a little poke.
What was that about a poke?
Did you feel that?
Dick is the director of emergency medicine at Monument Health. He's wanted to get the vaccine in solidarity with the ER team and all they've gone through since March.
What a momentous occasion that we're turning the corner, you know, the tide has changed, so to speak. And again, I want to represent an amazing team of the frontliners who every day have put themselves in harm's way to be there.
Monument Health in Rapid City received 975 doses. But most of the 7,800 initial vaccine doses will be released from Sioux Falls. The Pfizer vaccine requires two doses, 21 days apart from each other. Dr. Shanka Kura is the Vice President of Medical Affairs at Monument Health. He says they're taking a phased approach in distributing the vaccine to hospital staff. Kura says the hospital system expects most frontline staff to receive the vaccine this month.
So all 975 vaccines will be given within this week. But the plan is to complete all of them. That's our directive. They've been told to completely exhaust all of them and then wait for the weekly supplies.
The vaccine is 95% effective at keeping people from getting sick with COVID-19, but it's not yet clear if it will stop someone from spreading the virus if they've been exposed. Health officials say it will continue to be important to wear a mask, stay distanced from others, and wash hands frequently. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
South Dakota's three presidential electors awarded the state's electoral votes to President Donald Trump. The state's electors, which included Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden and Attorney General Jason Roundsburg, met at the Capitol building in Pierre yesterday afternoon. South Dakota GOP Chairman Dan Lederman replaced Republican Governor Kristi Noem as the state's third elector after the governor decided not to participate last week. Trump received nearly 62% of the popular vote in South Dakota, defeating Democratic nominee Joe Biden by more than 100,000 votes. The state has chosen the Republican nominee for president in every general election since 1964. A legal challenge to a dead law goes before the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals on Wednesday. In 2019, the South Dakota legislature put restrictions on proponents of ballot initiatives. In January 2020, a federal judge found the law to be unconstitutional. The 2020 legislature replaced it with a new law, but the state still appealed the judge's ruling on the old one. Victoria Wicks has more of this story for SDPB.
Corey Heidelberger is the voice of South Dakota Voice, as well as the writer and editor of Dakota Free Press, an online political blog.
House Bill 1094 was supposed to take effect on July 1st, but it essentially went away. So the law the state is technically appealing, 1094, isn't even law anymore.
Heidelberger says after federal judge Charles Kornman stopped the law from taking effect, the legislature introduced and passed Senate Bill 180. That new law backs away from some of the restrictions of the earlier bill, but Heidelberger says it still has the same problems.
You're making individuals register with the state, put their names in a public database, and surrender their identifying information on the street at the moment of circulation.
He says the Eighth Circuit's decision on the old bill will possibly decide some of the issues on the new one. Judge Kornman was asked by both parties to decide if the deadline for filing petitions is so early as to unconstitutionally stifle the initiative process. Currently, petitions have to be filed with the Secretary of State a full year before the election. Heidelberger says both the state and South Dakota Voice included the issue in briefs and in testimony at trial, but the judge declined to rule and didn't give a reason why.
We can scratch our heads as to why, but the fact is that issue was argued in court and it wasn't resolved, and so our appeal says this is a salient point. It's the one issue that wasn't resolved, and it should be resolved.
The 8th Circuit is hearing arguments telephonically because of the COVID-19 pandemic. A panel of 3 appellate judges will consider the case and issue a ruling at some point in the future. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
The state is represented by the Attorney General's office. That agency does not comment on ongoing litigation.